You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Lisa Hale with this local news update. Parts of Interstate 41 and State Highway 172 in Ashwaubenon were closed Friday when a single vehicle crash occurred. The situation escalated when authorities received information that a man with a rifle was seen running from the vehicle. When deputies arrived, they arrested an 18-year-old man in the ditch and found the body of a dead man in the crashed vehicle. An autopsy will determine the cause of death. The Brown County Sheriff's Office has not released any names in the ongoing criminal investigation. A 30-year-old Marinette man was killed in a head-on collision on Highway 41 in the town of Grover early Saturday morning. Marinette County Sheriff Randy Miller said a vehicle driven by Jose Javier Miejas Guerra was traveling north in the southbound lane and struck another vehicle. Miejas Guerra was killed in the crash. The driver of the other vehicle received minor injuries. Officials believe alcohol was a factor in the accident. There's new life for vacant Shopko lot in the greater Green Bay area. Work started last week to convert what used to be a Shopko and a pier into a hotel complex. The department store chain folded 6 years ago, and communities have been trying to refurbish and restore those vacant properties ever since. The site will not only host a Marriott chain hotel, but also an apartment building and retail space. Now that Tony Evers has announced he won't seek a third term as governor, lots of people are making a run for the state's top seat. Sholly Pittman reports.
Ryan Sternod has worked at American Family Field and at County Stadium for 37 years, and he's a longtime brewer beer vendor. Now he wants to run for governor and is poised to formally announce his campaign Wednesday. He registered paperwork with the state at the end of June. Other lesser-known candidates have also put their hat into the ring. Along with current Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, there's Zachary Roper of Muskego, seeking the Democratic ticket. Along with businessman Bill Berrien and Washington County Executive Josh Showman, there's Andrew Mansky, seeking the Republican nomination for governor. We're just under a year away from the August 2026 primary. I'm Sholly Pittman.
The battle over an Enbridge oil pipeline in northern Wisconsin is heating up again. Melissa Kay has more.
Hundreds packed into a conference room at Northwood Technical College in Ashland on Tuesday for opening statements and public testimony over the Line 5 pipeline. The pipeline is owned by Enbridge, a Canadian energy company. It carries about 23 million gallons of light crude oil and natural gas a day. Enbridge wants to reroute a segment of the pipeline to go around land owned by the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. The company says the reroute has gone under extensive review, but the tribe wants the reroute stopped. They're worried about the risk of a spill and want state regulators to reconsider a permit issued last November. Stephanie Sosi is an attorney with Earth Justice representing the tribe.
Quite simply, DNR didn't have the information that it needed to issue the permit. It's missing baseline data, it's missing baseline information, and from there we see cascading effects.
Enbridge says if the pipeline shuts down, there would be a serious disruption to the energy market. The company is operating under a deadline. 2 years ago, a federal judge ruled that Enbridge was trespassing on tribal land. It was ordered to pay more than $5 million and remove the pipeline by June. That decision is also under appeal. Supporters of the project say it creates engineering and construction jobs that pay well. Environmental activists like Dave Backman say that while the jobs pay well, they're temporary.
Yes, it will have an economic impact in terms of transitory jobs. The majority of those jobs won't last very long.
The hearing for the reroute will take another month and a half. It's expected to wrap up in early October. For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced the Warden of the Year for 2024. It's Conservation Warden Bradley Dahlquist, and he's from Northeast Wisconsin. Melissa Kay has the story.
A member of the Antigo Warden team in the DNR's Northeast region, Dahlquist received the prestigious award at a banquet on July 12th. The Haskell Noyes Warden of the Year Award, created 95 years ago, is one of the highest honors bestowed to Wisconsin conservation wardens. According to a press release from the DNR, recipients demonstrate an ability to lead a quality law enforcement conservation program that balances enforcement, education, and community involvement. Those who know him describe Dahlquist as a humble leader with a contagious can-do attitude backed by a strong drive for public service.
News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Lisa Hale for 97.9 WGBW News.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers opening a five-game series today in Chicago against the Cubs. Beginning with a doubleheader, the Brewers losing to the Reds yesterday 3-2 in extra innings, ending their 14-game winning streak. Jose Quintana pitched into the seventh inning before giving up a run. Manager Pat Murphy.
He was great. Tobias was great. You know, we put Grant Anderson in a spot that he hasn't been in a lot. We were depleted, totally depleted, and we needed Q to do what he did, and hindsight's 20/20.
NFL, the Packers beat the Colts Saturday 23-19, but they had 11 penalties just in the first half, five of them by rookie tackle Anthony Belton.
There are some things that we got to clean up from a technique standpoint to get him to play to the level I know he's capable of playing. I think he's a really talented guy, and we got to refine some of the mechanics.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're of the mindset that there aren't enough Christmas movies, you'll be happy to know there's another headed our way. Variety reports that Tabitha Brown and Lil Rel Howery are teaming up to executive produce and star in Unexpected Christmas. The film will be a family-friendly comedy drama. The story follows a family that gets together around the holidays for a reunion, which quickly turns chaotic. Never heard that one before. Unexpected Christmas hits theaters November 7th. Taylor Sheridan's brand continues to grow and is expanding further in his home state of Texas. The Yellowstone creator is teaming up with Paramount Plus, the platform where he has many of his episodic shows parked, to build a humongous soundstage. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Sheridan and Paramount will build a 450,000-foot campus and six soundstages that can house up to four major productions simultaneously. Some of Sheridan's shows include Lioness, Landman, and Tulsa King. The Conjuring Last Rites, according to prognosticators, is tracking off the charts when it comes to box office predictions. The film does not open until September 5th, but experts are expecting massive returns when it comes to a horror film opening in September, with estimates ranging from $40 to $45 million at the gate. Bear in mind, this is before any reviews are in, but given the film is part of a successful franchise, the powers that be seem confident in their estimates. Let's stick with horror. Speaking of massive returns at the box office, Zach Cregger's Weapons is doing just that. The film has reached $100 million worldwide in just 1 week in theaters. It has surpassed Sinners, which pulled in $77 million in a week's time back in the spring. Weapons is crushing it globally due to approval from audience and critics. If you see it soon, you'll have time to recover before seeing The Conjuring Last Rites. Fans of the show do not seem happy with how Carrie Bradshaw's storyline ended. And just like that is the follow-up to Sex and the City and finished its third and last season last Thursday night. Variety called the finale a bizarre ending to a bizarre show. I'm not going to risk spoilers here, so check out the final episode and send me your opinions on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Would love to know what you think. Some franchises get tired and others keep turning out content that is probably worth checking out. Such is the case, in my opinion, of Alien Earth, the latest show from the Alien brand, which started back in 1979 with the feature film starring Sigourney Weaver. In this new iteration, they bring the alien to Earth after a crash landing. Noah Hawley is the creative force behind the show and is known for turning the Fargo movie into a successful TV show. He appears to be crushing it so far, as Alien Earth is pulling a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. The show's first two episodes dropped last Thursday night on Hulu. An episode a week will drop moving forward. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely today, with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. A few more lingering thunderstorms tonight, with temperatures dropping into the upper 60s to near 70. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.